Driving by Kalifanski Beach Road Friday, you might have wondered what was going on at Twin Cities Veterinary Clinic. More cars and more people and a closed sign out front. Well, I'm here to find out, and that's because a very beloved veterinarian is retiring. You know, Dr. Tabby, I hate the R word because it makes me feel so old. But Twin Cities Veterinary Clinic is a new state-of-the-art facility. I only wish we had this facility when I came here 50 years ago. Tell me a little bit about what brought you to Alaska.
That's an interesting story. My husband, John Perkovich, and I were on a dairy farm in Wisconsin. And one morning I went out to the barn, and he looked up at me, and he was milking a cow, and he says, "We're moving to Alaska." And I said, "We're what?" And he said he had a dream that night before, and he said, "God told me we needed to go to Alaska." I say, "Well, why not we just go to Eastern Washington? It's quite a bit closer, and it's really nice."
Or the Upper Peninsula of Michigan or someplace.
Someplace, even by Minnesota, whatever. You know, he goes, "Nope, God did not tell me Washington State. God told me Alaska." And so we packed up the four kids, two dogs, two cats, household. We got an old 74 motorhome from his uncle that was a little car dealer. This, of course, was in 95, so that was a pretty old motorhome. And a friend of ours, Jim Reese, drove our big, we had a van body truck thing, and he pulled our old boat that we had, and the van body was full. We had the motorhome was full of people and things, and we headed to Alaska. John had come up a few months before the family did to find us a place to live over off of VIP, and it wasn't really big enough for all of us, but it was what we could afford and what we could do. I had my veterinary license, and I was also could do substitute teaching because I was certified to teach. So we got up here. He worked in the oil field. And we both, the first summer we were here, we both worked in the cannery at Inlet Salmon.
True Alaskan. Not an uncommon story. What first interested you in becoming a veterinary doctor?
When I was in the second grade, my uncle, who was one of my dad's youngest brother, had always wanted to be a veterinarian. And I thought he was the most wonderful person in the world. And I loved animals. And he could never make the grades to get into vet school. And so, and I told my mom, I said, "I'm going to be a vet someday." That was in the second grade. And it's just because I really cared about animals and I emulated my uncle at the time. So
you have lived the Alaskan dream. Now the R word and the future for you, Dr. Tabby.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go down and be with my mom and dad. My mom turns 93 on April 1st. My dad is 95. They still live on their own in a little retirement community, so I'm going to see them. I have four of my five siblings live in Texas, so I'm going to visit with them more, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, it sounds like you've got longevity in your genes. So I would suspect that you'll be back to Alaska.
Oh, yeah. I have children here, grandchildren here, a house here. I'm not leaving Alaska for it.
I'll look forward to interviewing you when you come back and go to work again.
Okay.
You know, I always thought a tabby was a cat.
Right. But that's interesting as well. When I was born, they named me Tabitha because that was in the Bible. Tabitha, the name is Dorcas in Hebrew, but Tabitha was a person that was very kind to the poor and always, and that my parents wanted me to be a kind person. So they wanted to call me Tabby, and my mom spelled it first T-A-B-B-Y, which is the tabby cat. But somebody told her that's how you spell tabby cat, and she doesn't like cats, so she changed it to one B.
And that put your future right here in Alaska, where everybody loves the person who is a Tabitha, a very good person. Merle, of course, congratulations on your retirement and all the animals that you've helped have appreciated so much here on the peninsula. Merle Sikorsky at Twin Cities Veterinary Clinic, returning you to that well-cared-for sound of KSRM.